Welcome to the Sportscast. July 15th, 2018. The day has arrived. We know the winner of the World Cup, and that's France. France defeated Croatia 4-2. It was an amazing match. France dominated. Croatia tried at the beginning, but they couldn't. They couldn't succeed and win it. France had the talent, they had the courage, and they had the confidence. And to join us for here for the Sportscast to talk about World Cup final is David Hessel. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Santiago, thank you. Of course, I'm super, super happy, excited for the school. We're champion, world champion again, our second star. It's awesome. And I mean, it was a tough final. I was stressed throughout the game. Croatia started like very, very well, pressing and winning the battle in the midfield. You know, I love Kante. He's amazing. He's done an amazing World Cup, but I think this final, he was odd. I don't know, because he's shorter than everyone else. I don't know what, but he will lose the ball all the time. I mean, Croatia has a great, I mean, midfield as well. So it was very hard, and I was so stressed at the beginning. Then we scored the first goal, you know, like against the game, I would say, because Croatia was like dominating so much at the beginning. And then 1-1, and then the penalty. People on the TV realize that penalty. Okay. Well, I'm going to say that because I'm French, but I think it was a penalty. You see really his hand going down to block the ball. So reflex or no reflex, you're supposed to put your hands behind your back. So I think it was a penalty. And then you know, two more goals after, and it was amazing, you know.
You're right about that one call where people were arguing on Twitter and also on television that they were saying that the Griezmann, he dove. It was borderline. But VAR, you cannot check that on VAR, only if the play is in the box. So you thought it was a foul.
I mean, what's strange that with this referee, you know, he... There was some foul he did not, you know, call, and some foul like he did call, you know. So I don't know. I felt it was a foul. It was not like a big, you know, like heavy kick. But if I remember well, I don't remember the exact, you know, thing. But I think it was way behind the ball. The ball was already kicked, and he kicked the legs instead. So if you don't touch the ball, you know, it's a foul. So it was a foul.
Yes, and that was the first goal of the match, which was a free kick by Griezmann, and then it was an own goal by Mario Mandzukic at the 18th minute, and then the 28th minute, Perisic actually equalized the match to make it 1-1, and I saw Conte was the one that was defending Perisic, but he couldn't get to him. And then they took out Conte, I think, in the first, second half?
Yeah, the beginning of maybe like around 60th. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, you could see it was time for Conte. And also, like, he received a yellow card, you know, in the first half, you know. So Conte was, I don't think he was like, it was not his day today, but also, like, he knew he had a yellow card. If he, like, gets a second one, he's out, and the team is playing at 10. So, I don't think he was playing like fully, so it was a great, you know, like change from Deschamps. Love coach maybe will not have done that because Conte had done, you know, so much all the other games. But I think it was a very, very, very good call. And also, like, Nzonzi is so much taller, and he, once Nzonzi like came in, you know, you really saw like a switch. You know, with the French team, they started pressing. They scored the two goals, you know, almost back-to-back. And it was like a great... So Nzonzi, you know, one was because he's taller, you know, when the ball were high, he could jump and kick the ball with the head, you know. So he helped a lot. Then they scored a two goal. And then, and right, I was feeling like, wow, 4-1, that's good. You know, I don't think they're going to come back. Then the huge mistake from Hugo Lloris, and I'm like, oh, 4-2, you know, now they can press. And, I mean, Croatia, all their game, they came back from behind, you know, and then they went to extra time and then won. So then I was stressed again, but I'm glad, you know, like we have a very good defense and we're able to stop everything. But the changes at the end, you know, like I think helped a lot. Even Matuidi, you know, I love Matuidi. I mean, the guy run and never stops, you know, but I think I don't think, you know, he got injured, you know, like, against Belgium. And I don't think he was at 100%, today. So I think it was also good that Deschamps, you know, changed for, Tolisso. It's a different type of player, but it was a really good change. And then at the end, I don't know if Giroud got injured, but at the end, Giroud was not running. I'm like, what are you doing, Giroud? Are you injured? But he was barely running. And then they swapped it, so it was good that this. I love Giroud, even though everyone makes fun of him, but he didn't score. But he did what he had to do, you know. So I wish he had scored, but I think that was a good change as well.
Yes, and Conte was actually substituted in the 55th minute. The third goal came in through a handball. I think it was Pogba or Mbappe was trying to get the ball, and then the hand Persis' arm was not in natural position as the ball struck his hand. The referee has taken his time and he went to VAR and checked it out. And then Griezmann converted the penalty. Do you think it was a handball?
I mean, again, people are going to say because I'm French, yes, but, you know, for me, the rule is simple, you know, like, first, you're in the box, you're a defender, or you know you have to have your hands behind your back, you know, and we've seen it, you know, like, at the World Cup, I think it was Piqué, his hand up in the air, you know, you're supposed to have your hands in your back and try to block it with your head. In the player from Colombia, you know, there's been, like, several handballs, you know, in the box and all the time, you know. You have to have your hands behind your back. No, they say, oh, it's intentional. You know, it has to be intentional. How can you judge that? I mean, I don't know, but I just see, you know, like, you clearly see, you know, like his hand goes down towards where the ball is. Maybe it's a reflex, maybe it's not a reflex, but if you have both hands behind your back, you will not be tempted to put your hand where the ball is going. And to me, it's a clear penalty.
Yeah.
You know, again.
Yeah. Yeah, from my experience watching the Premier League and watching international football, I knew that was a handball. There was just no way to argue against it. I know the guy seems like he was in a natural position, but from all the years, it had to be a handball.
Yes, that's why I didn't understand why they were arguing, you know, like even the commentator. I mean, I watched it on Telemundo because in Spanish it sounds so much better when they score. But, you know, they were arguing and now it's some are saying it's handball, some not, you know, like, I don't know. I thought it was very clear. And also, you know, at that moment, it was 1-1. A lot of pressure on Griezmann. First, you know, the pressure because, you know, you miss it, you see that 1-1. And second, you know, Subasic, I think his name is, the goalkeeper, he's like a pro. You remember, like, that game, Croatia-Sweden, I think it was. Okay, no, Croatia-Denmark.
Yeah, Croatia, Denmark.
They stopped, you know, penalties left and right, you know. It's like, so for Griezmann, it was a lot of pressure on him, and he kicked it, like, beautifully. I mean, it was, he did very well, you know. He didn't stress out, you know. He put it, and I think Griezmann had an amazing game today.
Yeah, it was definitely, he was the man of the match for FIFA. The third goal for France came when Pogba and Mbappe break down the right flank, stretched the Croatia defense. A low ball into the box was worked backwards towards Pogba via deflection. His effort was blocked by Vida, but it rebounded back towards the Manchester United midfielder with his second drive on his left foot. He found the top corner. France bench erupts. His left foot. That was an amazing goal by Pogba. That was his World Cup moment.
That was an amazing. I mean, I like his goal. I think it was against Australia. You know, it was. But I mean, it was. And also, like, you can see, like, if you see, like, the replay, you know, like, it's his left foot. But yeah, you can see that he's not just kicking like crazy. Okay, I have a second chance. No, you can see that he had some intention behind the kick, and he placed it where the goalkeeper couldn't stop it. So it was a great goal from Pogba.
And then at the 65th minute, about 6 minutes later, Mbappe puts France on the brink, making 4-1. Mbappe, he takes Hernandez offload from the left flank and controls it in the middle of the park. From 25 yards, he lets fly with a low strike that Vida fails to block, and it moves past Subasic before the keeper can get down. France was on their way to win the World Cup.
No, yeah, and everyone, you know, talk about like Mbappe's goal, you know, and he's 19, he's amazing. I think he's growing, he has grown from when he was at Monaco, he has grown from when he was at PSG, he has grown during this World Cup, and he's shown it. But what really impressed me is the work that Hernandez put before he passed the ball. Because you can see that he's really good. There's two Croatian players on him, you know, one is pulling his shorts, he keeps going, you know, he does like the crazy stuff with his legs, you know, and then he passed the ball, you know. So what he did before he passed the ball, you know, before Mbappe got the ball, was amazing. And of course, again, Mbappe, you know, I'm so happy, I'm a PSG fan, so I'm so happy he's with PSG and hope he will stay with PSG and keep going. So it was a great goal where you really have to stay calm.
Yeah, you had to stay calm. We'll see what happens. And then a couple minutes later, the 69th minute, about 4 minutes later, everyone's saying, what is Lloris doing? Mandusha scores 4-2. The crazy theme of the game continues as Lloris attempts to play out from the back on his own goal line. He takes too long to pass the ball to Umtiti and allows Mandusic to make the close interception, steering the ball into the net. Lloris has given Croatia hope here. He will be hopeful that he does not cost his side, but it did not happen. France went out to win it 4-2. Do you think Lloris was too overconfident, or it just Mandusic came out of nowhere?
I think he was too overconfident, yeah. You know, he's out 4-1, you know, I'm the captain, you know, it's a dumb, I mean, I was fine, 4-1, I was relaxed, I was fine. At 4-2, I was starting to stress again, because I'm like, they're going to come back, it's not possible, we need to stop them, you know?
Yeah.
So that was a dumb, but if you see, like, the Champions League final, you know, like the goalkeeper from Liverpool, you know, those two like big mistakes, it happens, you know, even to the best. And I think, you know, like what's his name, Thibaut Courtois got the
Golden Glove.
The Golden Glove, you know, like if Lloris had not made that mistake, maybe he could have won it. I don't know. I think Lloris did some amazing saves, you know, throughout the competition. But that was, I think, too overconfident. I guess he wanted to play, you know, that, hey, I'm just going to, you know, Mandzukic is coming at me, you know, and I'm just going to play him, you know. And, well, you don't play a player like Mandzukic, you know, especially while you're right in front of your goal. So, I think too overconfident. But at the end, it didn't cost us. I mean, 4-1 would have been better than 4-2, but still, you know.
Yeah. And then the game finished at the 95th minute. They gave him 5 minutes of injury time. But then France wins the World Cup in the second time in their history. Didier Deschamps becomes the third man to win the tournament as a player and a manager. And France is world champions. You think this World Cup is more special than the first one? I know the first one, they were like the home team. But this one seems like a little bit different. You know, they were like the underdog. No one really thought they were going to win it.
I mean, even like the first one, you know, like so many people, there was against Aimé Jacquet because, you know, he put like new players and stuff like that. But I think this one, I was surprised at the beginning of the World Cup, everyone was like Argentina, Germany, Spain, or Brazil. They are the favorite. I'm like, no one is mentioning France. We won the Euro. We still have an amazing team and amazing players. So, and again, I'm like, okay, well, that's good. It takes pressure off France because no one is really taking them seriously. And with young players, you know, and I think it's amazing. It's great.
Which me and David were joking around before the World Cup. We were joking. So, you know, can France win the World Cup? I was joking. He was saying, no, maybe they're too young. Maybe in like another 4 years. But no, they proved it. I think for them going to the Euro Cup 2 years ago and learning that final experience – and how they choked against Portugal at home. They came back this World Cup, and they knew, hey, this is our time. We have experience. And like I was saying, Euro Cup is not much different from the World Cup.
Mm-hmm. So, well, especially this one because, you know, like at the end, it was like a Euro Cup. You know, there was no more team from other countries. It was crazy, you know. So, so it was kind of the same. But, yeah, I think they got overconfidence, you know, in the Euro Cup final. You know, Cristiano got injured. They're like, ah, he's out. And it's going to be easy for us. And now it's – so, yeah, they learn.
You know,
they learned from that. I wish we had won more, but
hey, it's okay. France winning their second World Cup in 20 years. I think France is a world soccer power. They have been exporting top soccer players in the world. We've seen great coaches, Arsene Wenger with Arsenal. We've seen Mbappe, Zidane. France is a world soccer power. Really, congratulations, David, and your team. Any final words?
Vive les Bleus, vive la France, fier d'être bleu.
Amazing. I think France is going to be a force in the next Euros and probably in 4 years. They got youth. They got speed. But remember, never rely on the same players like Germany did. Get some new players involved. Mix it up a little bit. You know, there's some French players getting signed right now. Ligue 1 is full of talent, full of stars. It's a good league. Has a lot more potential. So we'll see what happens. Dave, how can people reach you?
Yeah. Same on Instagram, at DavidHE1981.
David, thank you very much. This World Cup has been one of the best World Cups I've seen in a while. My favorite one is 1994, but this World Cup was really special, full of surprises. I liked it. No complaints. VAR, I give it an A-. I think it did a really good job. It was – no one really was arguing against VAR, but it's been a great tournament. Thank you, David.
Yeah. Thank you.